The Lady Cats softball team blasted Greenville 17-1 on the road Tuesday night. The Lady Cats are now 4-0 in district play, tied for first place with Hallsville. The Lady Cats host 3-1 Mount Pleasant Thursday at Lady Cat Park and then travel to Hallsville Friday evening. I talked with Lady Cats softball coach David Carrillo on Wednesday morning.
It was an interesting game. I think their number one pitcher wasn't there, so they threw someone else. But, for the most part, still we were able to put the ball in play and get good solid hits. And there were some really good solid hits, believe it or not, that we didn't get. So, I thought overall we hit the ball very well again. And we put the ball in play. And every time you put the ball in play, great things happen. I believe we had 18 hits during the game. And, everybody just got in there, got after it, got focused. Because sometimes I get worried when you play teams that that you know that you can handle, or you should be able to handle, that you play to their level. But I thought last night we were just focused in and did what we needed to do to hurry up and end that thing.
What impresses me, as I've talked about the Lady Cats, is the fact that hitting from 1-9, just from top to bottom, there just doesn't seem to be any weak spots in there to try to figure, well, we'll get them out.
No, we've been very blessed with that. I feel like as a team, we do have a great hitting lineup. Even people on the bench that we have sitting right now can hit. So, you can punch any of them in there, and they're going to answer the call. So that is a good thing. Pitching-wise, too, I thought Casey did an outstanding job putting her in the circle last night, and I believe she only gave up two hits.
Right.
She struck out, I don't know, I think it was five or six. It might have been more than that. But, again, she did an outstanding job in the circle last night. So if you get good pitching and you can move the ball around, you can do a lot of great things. And that's what we were able to do last night.
Yeah, I think she gave up one earned run.
Yes.
It was a game, a 10-run rule game through five innings.
Yes. So we were able to pretty much take care of our business pretty fast. But, we got to put that game behind us, and we have two big games, one on Thursday at 6 at Lady Cat Park, and then we go to Hallsville on Friday. So those are our two really big games that we have coming up. And we knew they were going to be coming up and they were going to be big when the season started. So we kind of had them marked on our calendar. With the weather being the way it is, it might not have been in the order that we planned it, but, it's still, you're going to have to face them one way or another. So I think Thursday night we'll be ready to come out and get after them. We've done, all we can, with all the weather situation and all that to prepare, and we just got to get out there and get after it now.
Yeah, you expected Hallsville to be tough, and of course we're tied with them at the district lead, 4-0.
Yes.
But here comes Mount Pleasant, 3-1, and doing a really good job, and they can't be overlooked on Thursday. Looking ahead for Hallsville on Friday.
Yes, I don't think our kids will overlook them, because last year we lost to them 6-5 at home, and I feel like they have a better team this year than they did last year. They have a better offensive lineup, so we're going to have to play. And anytime you play Mount Pleasant or a Texas High, it's just crazy. So it's time. I guess it's that old district stuff. So, it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to be ready to get after it. So I expect a very great ball game on Thursday from both teams. And, we just got to see where we stand. And, again, our kids, I feel like, I know, will be focused and ready to go.
KSST Sports.